This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today begins what could be a record-breaking weekend for heat and oppressive humidity affecting two-thirds of the American mainland. The National Weather Service says as many as 30 cities could set record highs before it's over, among them Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot says,
"We have a coordinated, collaborative, and comprehensive response to the coming heat wave, ensuring resources are readily accessible for every Chicagoan."
Iran is denying a claim that the U.S. destroyed one of its drones yesterday. The Iranian military says all of its aircraft are accounted for, even suggesting now that the U.S. military may have shot down one of its own drones. Yesterday, President Trump told reporters an American vessel took defensive action against an Iranian drone as it was entering the Strait of Hormuz. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Crescent Tools. Most toolboxes contain a crescent wrench, which tradesmen and DIYers have trusted for more than a century. But what many call a crescent wrench isn't always the real deal. The reason? True crescent wrenches are made by Crescent Tools, which started producing the adjustable wrench in 1907. However, few realize that Crescent is the brand, not the tool. Nor do they understand that Crescent makes more than just wrenches. Brendan Walsh, Director of Product Management at Crescent Tools.
What a person thinks is a crescent wrench may just be an adjustable wrench, and there's a difference. We've innovated the crescent wrench to meet the needs of today's tool user and have expanded to offer a solid crew of tools in addition to wrenches.
While wrenches are their signature products, Crescent manufactures 2,800 tools including files, snips, storage cabinets, and measuring tapes, establishing Crescent Tools as one of the most respected professional hand tool brands in the world. So, the next time you reach into your toolbox, check to see if it's actually a crescent wrench or an imposter. For more information, visit www.crescenttool.com.
The death toll now at 33 and a suspect in custody after an arson at a Japanese animation studio. A 41-year-old man setting fire to the building, and he's among the many injured and still hospitalized. Many wonder why the man did it. Comic book artist Jeffrey Cruz was attending Comic-Con in San Diego yesterday.
Animation there is regarded fairly highly, so for something like this to happen to that industry specifically, it's pretty insane.
There are reports investigators think the man may have done it because he felt that the studio was stealing his ideas. Democrats now say the U.S. Senate will vote on the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund bill next week. The Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a compromise has been reached in a dispute over the funding for victims of the 2001 attacks. Disney's anticipated Lion King hits theaters today, the live-action drama with voices of Beyoncé and Seth Rogen. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Yesterday was a second day of protests by supporters of Eric Garner in New York City, 5 years after the African-American man's death, after he was put in a chokehold by a white police officer, leading apparently to Garner's death by an asthma attack. Protesters have promised 11 days of demonstrations after the Department of Justice ruled this week that no civil charges would be filed against the officer who put him in that chokehold. One of Garner's relatives saying during a protest yesterday,
"It wasn't only people that looked like me, it was everyone, and that's the way that it should be."
Delta Airlines will soon have doses of Narcan included in the emergency medical kits on board all of its aircraft. The emergency medication used to reverse opioid overdoses now being added after a passenger on a recent Delta flight tweeted that a man died, saying afterwards other passengers and even a doctor were unable to save him because the antidote was not available. Delta says the medication will now be available by this fall. So far, United Frontier and Alaska Airlines, and now, soon, Delta will have added the life-saving medication to their fleet of aircraft. and organizers of Woodstock 50 have reapplied to try to hold the festival at a site in New York State after a town planning board rejected their appeal for a permit a few days ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads, if we're going to get this country back on track and really fully realize the awesome potential that is there awaiting to be released. I mean, already, you look at what's happening with our economy and other things, you know, as Donald Trump has said, we're winning, but how much more could we be winning if everybody's shoulder was moving in the right direction, all unified, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez is here. We've got Alan Sunken join us. Alan, New York Times and New York Post reporter for decades, and he has co-written with Aaron Short, I think, a rather interesting book for those of us who have wondered about Trump, who continue to ask. And, of course, you hear all the pundits trying to analyze the president of the United States. So, well, here it is. Based on hundreds of interviews of insiders, no anonymous sources, by the way, the method to the madness, Donald Trump's ascent, is told by those who were hired, fired, inspired, and inaugurated. Alan Sunken, welcome to the show. How are you?
Really glad to be with you, Bill, and a show that's all about facts, which yours is a perfect venue to talk about this book.
Well, you know, and I appreciate all the hard work that you and Aaron put into this, you know, to bring this forth. I mean, because Donald Trump is quite the enigma, is he not?
Well, he is to some, but actually there's, you know, 50 years of him being in the public life, and there's much record to search. The interviews he's given, people around him, there actually was no reason for him to be an enigma.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, an excellent point is that there's enough information out there. But like all of us, you know, we have the public persona and then we have the private persona, do we not?
That's right. And a lot of the book is about that. Trump figured out how to build a persona. I'm going to move away from that barking dog.
Okay.
How to build a persona that would work. And, you know, to some extent, you know, he's a fan of worldwide wrestling and mm-hmm. boxing. And to some extent, the big suit, the red tie, this is all a persona that Trump created. And sometimes when he attacks, and it gets him what he wants, mm-hmm. It's a winning persona. And sometimes when he attacks people in the press, they take it personally. And if you think about Trump as basically a guy trying to promote a fight, he'll say anything to get his opponent's goat, you can kind of start to understand why he does some of the things he does.
Well, for me, being in marketing most of my life,
right.
And it's, you know, you look at it and you go, wow, you know, I can understand where he's upsetting, you know, the press, because, you know, usually the press controls the headlines, not with Donald Trump. You know, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And it's funny, this is the story of the book, and this is why it's a nonpartisan book and why I can, you know, go on shows all over the spectrum to talk about it. There's this idea that Trump's previous runs for president were fake, that in 2000 when he was exploring running with the Reform Party, that in 2012 when he ended up endorsing Romney but had been exploring a run, and in and even with the New York State governor's race in 2014, that these were all fakes. And a lot of the media, even yesterday, a reporter from the New York Times was interviewing me, and she referred to these fake runs.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what those were Trump exploring,
exactly,
seeing if he had a chance of winning, deciding he did not. He has said, I ran for the president once, and I won. And this, it's time for us in the media to go back. If we're tired of being called fake news, let's correct what we know is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We can correct this part of the record. And that is what the book does. This was not an accident. Trump spent at least 15 years, probably more like 30, studying how to become president. He executed a plan. And maybe he got help with from Comey and the Russians and everybody else. But he got himself in a damn good position. And he won.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point here, Alan. How long do you think that he had in his heart and mind that he wanted to be president?
Rona Barrett, who I'm sure you'll remember.
Bill, yes, absolutely.
Great gossip.
Yes.
Still alive. Great gossip and entertainment reporter. Interviewed him back in 82 when he was just building Trump Tower. And based on just some comments he made about the Iran hostage situation, she just off the cuff asked him if he would want to run for president. And back then he said, well, it's a tough job. I don't know that I'd want to do it, but I think I could do a good job at it. I just don't know that a guy like me with his background and his predilections, mm-hmm, and hair not as good as Reagan's and a smile not as good as Carter's,
right,
could possibly get elected. And he spent 30 years, as our book shows, indisputably, figuring out how a guy like him could get elected. And he got some lucky breaks with The Apprentice and the advent of Twitter, but he accomplished it.
Mm-hmm. And as you say, he did not shy away from addressing political issues. I mean, he had an opinion. And what started to happen as he was spouting out these opinions, you know, in varying instances, somehow the media would go to him and they start saying, wait a minute, he's not a dummy here. I mean, he has a point. Whether it was, you know, his concern about going into Iraq, right?
Right. And he does not like either of the Bush presidents because he felt that was squandering, you know, American treasure to pursue those wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I actually don't expect him. I expect him to avoid, you know, foreign involvement as much as possible. He also was very strong for many years about tariffs. Now, there's probably many things that the government does that he doesn't care about. Mm-hmm. But it's clear that there is much that he does.
Did he always have this sense, being a businessman, that he needed to, you know, if Barack Obama had a sense of, you know, trying to level out the playing field for justice, Donald Trump point seems to be targeted for business, American business, that American business has been unfairly treated for decades. That has been something that we've seen that, you know, comes from his gut. This is not something top of mind that has only been a recent concern, right?
No, that's very perceptive, Bill, and I think that does explain him. He thinks that if he's the top guy running this company, which is the USA instead of the Trump Organization, that he can balance the sheets, you know. And this is why with China, it's always we got a bad deal. We need to get a better deal. It's always about, you know, extracting a better deal. And even immigration can be looked at as well in his mind. If people are coming here, if others are coming and taking jobs, that there's a zero, there's only a certain number of jobs, and we want to save them for those that are here. Now, you know, there's other arguments about this, but this is how Trump sees it. And also, you know, in 2000, he came out with a policy book. You can go all the way back to then. It's called The America We Deserve. We interviewed the author. He's one of the, 114 on-the-record sources in the book, no anonymous sources, who will tell you that people have this idea, including Howard Stern and Jay Leno and others who interviewed Trump over the years, that that 2000 run was an attempt to sell a book. Actually, no one was going to buy a Trump policy book. It was what presidential candidates do. They write
exactly
book in order to launch a campaign.
We've got more from Alan after this. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free.
free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the higher calling that is screaming out at us, America, to reach forward and reach for the heights. Why not? This is why we love this country, where we have a chance to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. Alan Sulkin joins us. Alan, for two decades, covered Donald Trump for the New York Times, New York Post. He and Aaron Short have come together to write, to give us an incredible insight into this president. You know, for those pundits that, often refer, I mean, it just blows me away. You know, they try to talk about President Trump as being some sort of mental incompetent. But I have this sense, Alan, and I'm not sure if this is, if this was reinforced with the people you talk with. But I have this sense that, especially right now, it's like Donald Trump is playing a multidimensional game of chess and everybody else is still on checkers.
That's why the book is called The Method to the Madness. I do believe, I am one who does believe that he's playing a game of chess. And, or I actually compare him to a boxer. he's sort of doing a rope-a-dope. He's fine if you think he's crazy or, not sharp. That just means he can sneak a few punches in. Sometimes below the belt, if the ref isn't watching, and get what he wants out of you. What you think of him is really, he does like admiration. He wants people to love him and to cheer him like everybody else, and maybe more than others. But as far as his big game, he's playing chess. You're right.
Well, it's almost like he loves surprising people. It's like, this past weekend, the tweet explosion that has gone absolutely nuts and sucked up a lot of oxygen. And of course, I thought it was quite fascinating because as that madness went on for days and days, sucking up oxygen, nobody heard or they heard very little of the 2020 Democratic candidate field. Everything was about the four apocryphal Democratic women of the left, now being the face of the Democratic Party. And to hear the media, you think, okay, wow, he's really done it this time. And then you hear Trump on the campaign in North Carolina, and you go, he is smart like a fox.
Yeah, and look, smart and well-meaning people can argue that some of the games that Trump is playing have other repercussions that aren't maybe the best. You know, to play with racist tropes like he's doing, it could be dangerous to attack the media like this. I'm not a huge fan of some of that stuff, but you're absolutely right. That is what he's doing. And, he said this in our book. We have an account of his almost run for 2014 governor of New York, and which was supposed to set him up to run for president. Now, he ended up not doing that, which was smart, because he would have lost probably. Andrew Cuomo was harder to beat than Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
He said, somebody said, how are you going to beat all those Republicans? And he said, I'm going to keep grabbing media attention. I'm going to say one outrageous thing after the next, and I'm going to suck up all the oxygen in the room until everybody else suffocates. That is it. That's mm-hmm. what he's doing.
Right. Well, like we said, he's playing a multi-level game of chess. They're still on checkers. And meanwhile, they try to analyze. And some of it, because, again, my marketing background and understanding is such that, sometimes, and we've said this on the show, Alan, is sometimes I think he does, he pokes these bears for amusement. It's almost like, okay, well, what do we do today? Oh, we haven't poked them for a while. Let's just poke them. And, I go, so go ahead.
We have an account from Rosie O'Donnell in the book who he's poked for decades.
Yes.
And, it's funny because for Trump, in the end, Trump offered her $2 million to appear on Celebrity Apprentice. For him, it's something of a game. Mm-hmm. And to her, it wasn't. She took it personally. And, some of his attacks were really nasty.
Right.
So she didn't want to. This is, ultimately what he ended up, similar techniques he used against Hillary Clinton. he understands, and I first met Trump, I interviewed him for the New York Post back in the 90s when he was talking about brand building. He was starting to lease his name to other people's building projects. And he learned from the New York City tabloid that celebrities attacking celebrities, and the more nasty you can, will get attention. And he's carried that through to the Twitter age.
Exactly. Well, you know, look at what happened with Mitt Romney. I mean, I thought the attacks toward Mitt Romney were very brutal. You talk about below the belt and mean-spirited. And then after he gets elected, Mitt makes nice. And then now Mitt is a senator, and he's not so nice.
I think they have real principled disagreements. And, you know, I actually somewhat... at least Mitt still seems to not fall into line. You know, this is me analyzing something that's not in the book, but you know, this dispute goes back really to 2012 when Trump really doesn't want, and Trump's advisors don't want him to endorse Romney. And Romney takes that endorsement in 2012, really holding his nose. And then at the Republican convention, which was shortened, they decide not to run this 4-minute video that Trump had made. And Trump, when Romney lost, Trump, Sean Spicer and Reince Priebus went to Trump Tower and looking for money to help rebuild the Republicans, and Trump attacked them. And he said, you lost because you did not use me
right
as a marketing tool, as a marketer. I could have won this election. And in retrospect, he might have been right.
Mm-hmm. What about John McCain? That is something that confuses me to this day. I mean, I think there's, you know, I mean, just with some of the attacks towards John McCain and then even, you know, at his death and post, it's just been one of those
right.
things.
So what even you, you know, there's limits, and there's some of this stuff that's hard to take.
Yes.
I would say that this is my best guess. Trump always, there's a guy named A.J. Benza who Trump basically stole his girlfriend in the 90s, and there was a big fight on Howard Stern about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, they made up. And I think that, and he told A.J. when they made up, well, you're a winner, A.J., you're a winner. And I think there is something to, in Trump's mind, what he said about McCain, you know, I prefer people who don't get caught.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's something in this power of positive thinking philosophy that Trump has since childhood, to the idea that there's winners and losers, and to some extent they're preordained in heaven.
Wasn't that part of his dad's philosophy, Alan?
Yes.
Yes.
He was brought up in a church in New York that was run by Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote The Power of Positive Thinking.
Right.
This becomes the secret with later, and this goes back to the 19th century. It's called prosperity theology.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see Trump, he says things over and over again as if to make them true. And, you know, there's almost the sense that he does somehow say things over and over again and they become true.
Yeah, he does have a way of projecting, you know, a sense that you're exactly right, of something that is not necessarily real. Because how many times in all these controversies where he says things, they go, oh, that's it. And then all of a sudden he comes out and he's more right than wrong. Like saying, look at Trump Tower was wiretapped. Well, it wasn't the right word. And so, you know, the FBI and the intelligence community could claim exception, but then you find out subsequently, whether you call it wiretapping or surveillance or whatever, I mean, they definitely invaded his private space, did they not?
Well, look, our book ends at the escalator, and that we, there are great writers and reporters like you who are following the White House and even the campaign. We wanted to write a book that would show you and set the record straight, talking about correcting facts.
Right.
Set the record straight that Trump thought about it, he built up a campaign, he had a philosophy, and by the time he decided to run, he had a viable plan that would allow him to win. And other than that, you know, where we are now, there's a lot to read and discuss about it.
Yeah, without a doubt, and that'll be a subsequent book, no doubt, Alan Salkin.
Yes.
The Method to the Madness, it's linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at all the usual places. Alan Salkin and Aaron Short present us this new insight to the Method to the Madness. Thank you, I appreciate it.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts, and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender, and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Today begins what could be a record-breaking weekend for heat and oppressive humidity affecting two-thirds of the American mainland. The National Weather Service says as many as 30 cities could set record highs before it's over, among them Chicago, where Mayor Lori Lightfoot says,
we have a coordinated, collaborative, and comprehensive response to the coming heat wave, ensuring resources are readily accessible for every Chicagoan.
Iran is denying a claim that the U.S. destroyed one of its drones yesterday. The Iranian military says all of its aircraft are accounted for, even suggesting now that the U.S. military may have shot down one of its own drones. Yesterday, President Trump told reporters an American vessel took defensive action against an Iranian drone as it was entering the Strait of Hormuz. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, always go to BillMartinezLive.com. And when it comes to getting the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you want to check out TheStream.org. With us is Dr. John Zemerich, Senior Editor of The Stream. John, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks, Bill. Good to be on.
Well, I'll tell you, everything is racist these days, huh? It's like...
Yeah?
I'm going to invalidate you, and the quickest way for me to invalidate you is to call you a racist. We're going to kick you to the curb, and you're out of the conversation.
Yeah, and you know, it's really it's important to understand why this is working, okay? Why it's being used. Americans are genuinely ashamed of what we did to the Indians and of what we did to black Americans. We're ashamed of slavery. We're ashamed of Jim Crow. If you want to convey evil to an American that, you know, that's close to home, not like a picture of a Nazi concentration camp, that's one way. The other way is to show Southern sheriffs with police dogs beating up civil rights demonstrators who are in suit and tie, nonviolent, Christian, just seeking their civil rights, getting beaten up by bigots. That's seared into our national imagination, and we're rightly ashamed of that past. Liberals and now leftists are cynically exploiting that legitimate sense of national penitence about a real crime and they're exploiting it for every possible cause. They're pretending that if you object to Sharia law, that's somehow racist, as if Islam were a race. I've got news for them. I know plenty of Christian Arabs, and there are white converts to Islam who join Al-Qaeda. Islam is not a race. America is not a race. If you say something is un-American, you're saying absolutely nothing about its race. If
right.
you claim that calling something un-American is racist, you're saying that America is white. You're agreeing with two people, Beto O'Rourke and neo-Nazi Richard Spencer. You're agreeing with them because they both say that the essence of America and of Western civilization is white supremacy. One of them is for it, the other is against it, but they both agree that the essence of America from 1492 on is white supremacy. That's a very dangerous and, by the way, false, which is important,
right.
theory of America. And I write about this at stream.org. The article is, if everything is racist, nothing is, not even Trump's tweets.
Exactly.
And what I do is I go through different concepts of ethnic particularism. I talk about race, Nazism and racism, and then xenophobia. And then particularism, parochialism, tribalism. There are all different ways of describing people's preferences. And some of them are intrinsically evil, like racism.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are not, like parochialism. That's where you prefer local things. You prefer things the way they used to be. You kind of prefer a continuity of government rather than radical changes. There's another word for that. It's called conservatism.
Right.
Okay, so yes, Donald Trump does not look around at America and say, this place is disgusting, these people are deplorable, we need to replace them with immigrants from other countries who are Muslim, who are socialist, who are from the third world, who will back the Democrats' policies. So no, Donald Trump does not think that America is disposable, that it's a used tissue that needs to be thrown away and replaced with a whole new population. You might call that parochial or conservative. It's certainly not racist.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing I find quite interesting, John, when these people throw out, you know, the race card, and you hear their words afterwards, it's like, actually, what they're saying is more racist than what the original words were that were said by somebody else. I call this self-indictment, and that's what
professors in academia saying that the concept of punctuality, or showing up to class on time, is a racist construct. What they're doing is they're indulging in an old, white, nasty, racist stereotype that used to be called colored people's time, where white racists would just expect that black people could not be expected to show up for work on time because they were somehow lesser than white people. But now you dress that up on the left and it becomes a respectable academic idea. The idea that being good at math and science and objectivity and free debate on campus, all these things are being chalked up to white supremacy. That is complete madness. These are concepts that are thriving in a democracy like India, okay? Are Indians white supremacists because they have a parliament and they have freedom and they have freedom of the press and open debate and they believe in objectivity? Is that white supremacy? Have they internalized white supremacy? It's shocking to me that the left, it seems to be trying to make genuine white racism a real thing again. I mean, who put Richard Spencer, the white supremacist leader with neo-Nazi thugs in his following, who put him on television? It wasn't Fox News. It wasn't one American.
CNN.
It was CNN.
Exactly.
CNN. Do you know why? They want Richard Spencer to be the face of American conservatism and patriotism, because then they think it will lose.
Yeah.
They want the most extreme nut job sociopath to be the representative of the right, because they know if it's Donald Trump, if it's Ted Cruz, if it's Representative Crenshaw, they're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make Americans have to pick either Muslim socialism or Nazism. You got to pick. That's their technique to radicalize and divide the American public. And when you do that, that's the road to civil war.
Mm-hmm. Well, how dare Nancy Pelosi, you know, say that Donald Trump's goal is to make America, I mean, this is from her lips, to make America white again.
How dare she make that statement? It was bad enough that she got censured and put on time out when she was trying to present this bill before Congress, and she was out of order, lied about it, told Doug Collins, oh, no, I checked it with a parliamentarian. It's okay. Well, guess what? The parliamentarian was not checked. He did check it. It's not okay. And so she gets put on time out, and it took Steny Hoyer. He had to finally pick up the gavel because I can't remember the congressman that had the gavel before. He was so overwhelmed, he dropped the mic, dropped the gavel, and exited. I'm out of here. I mean, he couldn't handle the chaos.
Let's focus on the substance. Donald Trump is not even trying to cut legal immigration that much. He wants it to be skill-based. He wants to bring in people who can work at high-tech jobs, who have high education. He wants to stop bringing in a million low-skill immigrants every year to drive down the wages of our native working class and working poor, who are disproportionately black and Hispanic. So he's trying to raise the wages of black and Hispanic Americans, and he's succeeding, by the way, and he wants to bring in more highly educated people from, like, India, okay? You know who doesn't like Donald Trump? Real white supremacists. They regard him as a traitor. Mm-hmm. That guy who shot up the synagogue in Florida hated Donald Trump. Regards him as a puppet of the Zionist lobby. If you actually spent time reading far-right websites, you would see they hate Donald Trump. They regard him as a traitor, okay? So the only people who are interested in making white supremacists mainstream are the Democrats. They want an ugly, monstrous face to be the only alternative to immigrants from Somalia making Sharia law, hatred of Israel, boycotts against Israel, mainstream in America. It's just like in Britain. In Britain, anti-Semitism is so rife that Jewish people don't want to walk around the street. That the minister for anti-Semitism in Germany has advised German Jews not to wear religious garb because they're going to get attacked on the street. Who's doing that? Muslim immigrants. People like Ilhan Omar, her tribe. Jew-hating Muslims, and not all Muslims hate Jews, but she is one of them who does.
Yes.
A lot of the ones who went to Germany did. You're importing anti-Semitism, and you've got people with Arabic editions of Mein Kampf, Arabic editions of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. They're attacking Jews in part because of resentment over Israel, but in part because Jews are an essential part of Western civilization, which these people hate, because they come from a rival civilization. You need to read The Clash of Civilizations by Samuel Huntington. He predicted all this 30 years ago.
Got to go to break right now. More from Dr. John Zemarek. Hold on to your pencils and papers. Keep taking notes. We'll be back. John, of course, the senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for more information. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do
more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, as promised, back with you. Dr. John Zemer continues with us, senior editor of The Stream. Go to thestream.org for all the information that you need to know and be in the flow of the know, as we say. You know, John, we talk about white supremacists. We know historically, very well documented, you know, of the two parties. It's been the Democrats that have promoted white supremacy, has it not?
That's right. The Democrats, I mean, they were the party of slavery. They were the party of Jim Crow. They're the party of the Ku Klux Klan. They're the party that resegregated the civil service under Woodrow Wilson. They're the party that fought the civil rights bill with filibusters into the middle of the 1960s. Harry Byrd, recently departed Democrat senator, was a former Ku Klux Klan wizard. Mm-hmm. And now, and they're to this day, they're the party of Margaret Sanger, who was a racist eugenicist who worked with Nazi doctors coming up with eugenics laws that were disproportionately aimed at black Americans. In 13 states, Americans could be castrated or sterilized against their will if they flunked culturally biased IQ tests. Margaret Sanger helped write those laws. Nazi Germany copied its laws from Margaret Sanger's. They brought her friend Harry Laughlin to Nazi Germany and gave him a Nazi honorary doctorate while he was working with Margaret Sanger. And ever since then, Planned Parenthood has been putting its clinics in the ghetto, disproportionately killing blacks and Hispanics. When Margaret Sanger was trying to develop the birth control pill, do you know where they tested the first really dangerous carcinogenic birth control pills?
Where?
They did it in Puerto Rico on unsuspecting farmers, farmer women, because they knew they could get away with it. And to this day, Planned Parenthood gives its Margaret Sanger Award every year, and you know who the last woman to get it? Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
She proudly accepted this Nazi-themed award from a eugenicist racist. Planned Parenthood was a racist organization from the beginning. People don't realize Margaret Sanger in 1936 proposed an American baby code that everyone who wanted to have a child would have to get a license from the government for each child they wanted to have, so that we could centrally control the production of children and raise the quality of those children. Her slogan for decades was, fewer children from the unfit.
All right. Well, no wonder Adolf Hitler loved her, right?
That's right. Margaret Sanger was a hero in Nazi Germany. And after World War II, when the concentration camps were exposed, then and only then did Margaret Sanger switch. She switched her sheet music to start talking about the population explosion.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, she just took off one mask and put on another.
And here we are, of the abortions that have taken place, somewhat 36-40%, depending on the number. Of course, these are estimates because, Planned Parenthood and those that have supported abortion have been very coy in holding back the statistics. But roughly it's estimated 36-40% of abortions have been conducted upon blacks, which, as Dr. Ben Carson referred to it, as an absolute genocide, a holocaust amongst black Americans.
Do you know who called abortion black genocide? The Reverend Jesse Jackson. Before he decided to run for president and needed to get money from the left-wing Democrats, he was telling the truth about abortion. Then he sold out in return for political power.
And he's been quiet ever since.
Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King, she's a black civil rights activist, and she's holding a commemoration soon for 20 million aborted black children.
Yeah.
That's racism in America. Racism is having open borders so you can bring in docile illegal immigrants to work so you don't have to hire black people and Hispanics in your community and pay them a decent wage. Big business that wants open borders and Democrats who want cheap votes brought in from across the border are the ones victimizing blacks and Hispanics in crime-ridden Democrat-run cities all across America. And a lot of non-white Americans are waking up to that.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They're seeing that Trump's giving them jobs. Trump's helping their wages go up. Trump is actually looking out for America first and everyone who lives in America, regardless of race, as opposed to opening the border to foreigners to flood the country. And so in order to prevent non-whites from peeling away from the Democrat plantation, the Democrats are using fake charges of racism, trumped-up nonsense, and they're putting Richard Spencer on television to help him raise money for his actual neo-Nazi group. And they're doing that out of complete political cynicism. It's absolutely disgusting.
Absolutely. Well, I agree with you. The other byproduct of all this, John, is that people are getting smarter. There was an aggressive movement by Democrats to dumb down people, and I would say specifically in the Obama administration, people are wising up to your point, and they're starting to embrace some critical thinking and ask questions. And you can be thankful for Donald Trump for doing this. I mean, he has taken this country, he's revealed and exposed a lot of this pernicious stuff that has been going on that has been debilitating the masses.
That's right. That's right. The Democrats don't want blacks and Hispanics to join the middle class because then they'll start looking at their tax bills. Mm-hmm. Then they'll start looking at the regulations that keep them from running their businesses the way they want. Then they'll start demanding their gun rights. They'll start demanding to be treated like middle class Americans who are naturally Republican because they don't see the government as a giant sow where we're all supposed to be sucking at the teeth like helpless little piglets all our lives.
Exactly.
The Democrats are paternalist. And they want control. They don't want blacks and Hispanics thinking of themselves as fully fledged Americans. They want them to see themselves as perpetual victims who need handouts from the Democrats so that they stay on the plantation and keep voting as they're told to vote.
John, let me ask you this. We've talked about white supremacy. Do we have a number? I mean, are we talking 10% of America or white supremacists? I mean, are we just defining ourselves, which Omar and AOC and others have shown us time and again, that it is a small minority of a segment of the citizens of America that they represent?
It's a splinter of a splinter. I would say there are probably as many members of the Nation of Islam in America as there are real white supremacists.
Mm-hmm.
Half of the members of the Klan are FBI informants. It's a small, contemptible fringe that the left is purposely empowering and giving us a platform to and blowing up to be more important than it is. David Duke has no constituency, and yet whenever the left-wing press can, they try to find him saying something positive about some Republican. But you know who he's really praising in Congress? His favorite member of David Duke has said that the most important member of Congress is Ilhan Omar of Minnesota. Wow. I say we believe him. They're on the same side. Mm-hmm. They're not on our side, and they're not on Donald Trump's side.
Well, and it would seem that the reason could be is, this socialism mindset that has been growing. I mean, it's been going on for decades. If the truth be known, we've got more democratic socialists elected to office that are part of our government right now. So is it any wonder that the capitalistic principles, the founding principles of America, the red, white, and blue patriotism of this great country's tradition, no wonder it's an anathema to them, and that the Betsy Ross flag can be such a problem for them?
Exactly. You know who else hates capitalism? White supremacists. They want a white socialism. They want the government to control the economy to benefit one racial group, whites. So they're on the same page as the socialists. They just want the government to benefit a different designated victim group. They hate capitalism. Read their websites. They regard the free market as a Jewish plot to collect all the money and hoard it in Tel Aviv. They're just as big of a set of cranks as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her chief of staff, who wears a T-shirt with an Indian nationalist who was a Nazi collaborator.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the thing that's coming out loud and clear, and if people, you know, can keep their eyes open to watch and not get overwhelmed by the deluge of the information that's coming at them, or the insanity and the emotion of these four women of the modern day democratic apocalypse. I mean, they're quite telling. They're telling you what their agenda is all about, and what they're causing, you know, to happen to the Democratic Party. Get ready. We're going to be doing 1972 all over again, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can't be complacent. No. We have to get out there, and we have to vote like our country depends upon it, because it does. These people are these radicals who are in Congress. They remind me of the people who brought on the Spanish Civil War. The left in Spain went so extreme they started burning churches, killing priests and nuns. These are the kind of people. They're the same kind of people. They name their magazines things like Jacobin. Jacobin is a big magazine on the left. The Jacobins led a genocide of Christians in France.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When people use language like that, and when they say they hate you, it's time to believe them.
Exactly. Well, and we fall victim to this all the time, is that we want to give them space, but at some point, and I think we're at that point now, and I think this is what Donald Trump proved out, though it was a bit annoying and disturbing, you know, with his tweet, but how wrong was he on that?
That's right. He said they should go back to where they came from. Okay. Unfortunately, three of them were born in America, and one of them came in as part of a stupid refugee program that George Bush put into place and Obama continued. We shouldn't be taking refugees from halfway across the world, flying them over 10 or 11 safe countries where they could go and they would fit in. Why are we flying in Somali Muslims over 10 safe Sunni Muslim countries where they would fit right in, and put them in Minnesota and Maine to disrupt the community, to force them to have radical mosques in their midst, to force them to deal with Islamophobia? This is a conscious effort to disrupt and destroy communities and force diversity on people to shove it down their throats.
Exactly. They got to deal with Sharia, honor killings, everything that goes along with
genital mutilation is now a problem in Minnesota. How did that happen?
Exactly. I don't even know why we even act surprised, John Zemarek, but it's what it is. How can people be in touch with you, John?
Follow me, JZMIRAK, on Twitter, or read me. I write 5 days a week at stream.org.
He is the senior editor at The Stream, John Zemarek. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.